So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing various scenarios of the payment of Chatzi Nezek and cites a braisa which first discusses a case of where the value of the Shor HaNizik, the damaged animal, changed between Shas HaNezek, the time of the damage, and Shas HaMod B'Din, the time of the judgment. Shor Shavim Mesayim, Shenogach Shor Shavim Mesayim, V'chavol Bay B'chamishim Zuz, if an ox worth 200 Zuz, injured another ox worth 200 Zuz, and caused damage of 50 Zuz. V'shibach V'i'amad Al Arba Me'a Zuz, and the injured animal subsequently increased in value to 400 Zuz. Noisin Kishas HaNezek, he's still liable for the damages, as Rashi explains. He cannot argue, Ma'ef Saditich, you have not suffered a loss, since your animal is not worth more than it was worth prior to the damage, because the Nizik can respond, El Malay Hezeki, Hayyam and Al Shemayna Me'ezuz. If not for the injury, it would now be worth even more, 800 Zuz. Therefore, he must pay 25 Zuz as Chatzi Nezek. However, the Braisa continues, Kichesh, Kishas HaMod B'Din. If the injured animal decreased in value, it continued to deteriorate machmas maka due to the original injury, he is responsible for the additional damage, because the nizik can argue karna deterach kavir bay. It is your animal's action that is still causing damage. The Braisa then discusses changes in the value of the shor hamazik, the damaging animal. According to Rabbi Kiva, who holds shutvininu, the nizik owns part of the shor hamazik in the amount of chatzi nezik owed him. Shivach mazik kishapitmoy noisn lekishasa nezik. Although the Nizik owns part of the animal, if the Mazik invested money and the damaging animal increased in value, the Nizik does not share in these profits and he only receives the value of the original Chatzit Nizik, in our case 25 Zuz. However, Kichesh, Kishas HaMod B'Din. If the damaging ox decreased in value, the Nizik receives the percentage of the animal he would have received, but at today's price. For example, in our case, the Chatzit Nizik was 25 Zuz, which is 1/8 of the value, and so he owns 1/8 of the animal. Therefore, he shares in the loss, and he still owns only 1/8 at the current lower value. This holds true as well for Shibach Me'elov. If it increased in value without the Mazik's intervention, the Nizik would share in the gain and own 1/8 at the current higher value, because Rabbi Kiva holds, Shutfininu, the Nizik is a partner in the ox. Zakta Mishnah, Sher Shav Mesayim, Shenogach Sher Shav Mesayim, Veinan Aveli Yofa Klum. If an ox worth 200 Zuz gored another ox of equal value, and the carcass is worthless, Reb Meir al zeh namar u'machur es asher hachai v'chatzu es kasper. Reb Meir holds that the pasuk refers to this scenario and says that they divide the proceeds of the live ox, 200 zuz, thereby paying chatzi nezik. They each realize 100 zuz and each suffers a loss of 100 zuz. Amar Reb Yehuda v'chein halacha. Reb Yehuda agrees with this halacha. However, he maintains that the pasuk is not referring to this scenario, because kayamto u'machur es asher hachai v'chatzu es kasper. The pasuk clearly states that they also divide the value of the carcass, and in this case it has no value. Therefore he explains that the pasuk refers to the following case. An ox of 200 zuz gored an ox of equal value, and the carcass does have a value of 50 zuz. They divide both the live animal and the carcass among them, which also results in the payment of Chatzi Nezek. They each realize 125 Zuz, half of the Chai is 100, half of the Mace is 25, which results in a loss of 75 each. However, Meir interprets the continuation of the Pasuk, Begames HaMeis Yechatzun, as saying, Pchas Shepichsei Misa Mechtsin B'Chai. In the first scenario, the loss value of the dead animal was 200 Zuz, and 100 Zuz, Chatzi Nezek, is retrieved from half the live animal. And in the second scenario, as Rashi explains, Reb Meir maintains, Nevela lo yishayche gabe mazik, el ha-shamen es ha-nevela, kama b'chusin demeo achshav mishosh ha-hoyichai. The nizik keeps the carcass and is reimbursed half the value of its depreciation as a result of its death. In this case, the loss was 150 zuz, and the mazik must pay him chatzi nezik, 75 zuz, from the live animal. Now, the Gemara points out that in the second scenario, Ben Reb Meir, Ben Yehuda, by either method, both the Mazik and the Nizik are left with 125 Zuz, leaving them each with a net loss of 75 Zuz, which is Chatzi Nezek. However, Shvach Nevele Kebinayu. They disagree regarding a carcass that increases in value after the damage. Reb Meir holds Shvach Nevele De Nizik. The carcass belongs solely to the Nizik, and he collects the value of half his loss, Mishas Hezek, from the Shor HaMazik, and he alone benefits from the increased value of the carcass. However, Behuda holds, Shvach Nevela, Palga. they share the increased value of the carcass, and half the increase is deducted from the mazik's payment. As explained earlier, this is derived from Megam HaMesiachetzun, they divide the carcass. The Gemara points out that although Rabbi Huda holds Chas Rachmano Eloveh de Mazik, the Shakal B'Shivcha, the Mazik shares in the increased value of the carcass, however, this is only to reduce his payment. However, in the case of Sher Shava Chamish Sloim, Shanagach Sher Shava Mana, Van Neveli Yafa Chamishim Zuz, if an ox worth 5 Sela, which is 20 Zuz, Gordon ox worth 100 Zuz, and the carcass is worth 50 Zuz, they do not divide the carcass, because if they did, the result would be as follows. Half the Sher Mazik is 10, half the Nevel is 25. They both realize 35, which is more than the Sher Mazik was worth. And Heichen Mitzinu Mazik Nisker, this Mazik certainly cannot gain from the damage. Additionally, the Nizik would suffer a loss of 65, which is more than Chatzin Nezik. Similarly, in the case of Sher Sheva Chomish Lam, Shanogach Sher Sheva Chomish Lam, the Nevel Yafa Shleshim Zuz. If an ox worth 20 Zuz, Gordon ox of equal value, and the carcass increased in value and is now worth 30 zuz, although lekab seid l'nizik, the nizik did not suffer a loss, nevertheless, we do not give the mazik half the carcass, because it would result as follows. Half the shah mazik is 10, half the nevel is 15, they both realize 25, which is more than the shah mazik was worth. And the pasuk says, shalom yishalom, bailamim mishalman ve'im bailam noitlin, the mazik cannot gain from his animal's damages. Although they disagree regarding Shvach Nevela, however, all agree Pchas Nevela de Nizik. The Nizik alone suffers a loss for a depreciation of the carcass, because Legabi Muid Bailim Metaplim Nevela. The owner of a Sher Muid is not liable for depreciation of the carcass, therefore, Mkain Tam Chame Muid, certainly a Tam, should not be treated more stringently than a Muid. Similarly, Sher Shava Mana, Shonegach Sher Shava Chameshlam, Vanevela Yafasela. If an ox worth 100 Zuz, Gordon ox worth 20 Zuz, and the carcass is worth 4 zuz. They do not divide the live animal, because the result would be as follows. Half the Shara Mazik is 50, half the Nevel is 2. They both realize 52, which is more than the Shara Nizik was worth. And Mamud Chamer, in the Mishalm El Masha Hizik, Tamakala Kalshakin, the Mazik would then be paying 52 zuz for damages of 16 zuz, and certainly a Tam should not be treated more stringently than the Mu'ud and be liable for more than Nezik Shalom. The Gemara adds that Rabbi Huda also agrees in the following case. Sher Shava Nun, Shanagach Sher Shava Mem, Vanevel Yafa Chaf. If an ox worth 50 zuz, Gordon ox worth 40 zuz, and the carcass is worth 20 zuz, they do not divide the dead animal, because it would result as follows. Half the Sher HaMazik is 25, half the Nevel is 10. They both realize 35, in which the Nizik is compensated more than Chatzin Nezik, because his loss was 20 and he got 15. And Imkain Tam Hasham Yosef Chatzin Nezik, he would be paying more than Chatzin Nezik.